go for October the 3rd, I guess it is, to order. So Pledge of Allegiance this morning will be given to us by Joe McKenzie, I think, right? Got to read that? I read that somewhere.
Yep.
All right.
Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, you want to call a roll, please?
Commissioner Horn?
Here.
Commissioner Bid?
Yes.
Commissioner Jacob?
Absent.
Commissioner Zapp?
Absent.
Commissioner Wood is absent. Commissioner McKenzie?
Here.
Commissioner Vanderlyn?
Present.
Commissioner Sprague?
Here.
Alternate Commissioner Cox is absent. Alternate Commissioner Vaquez is absent. Alternate Commissioner Kate is absent. Alternate Commissioner Hansen?
Here.
Alternate Commissioner Mathis?
Here.
There's a corn.
All right, good. I decided to put my glasses on. You know, when you get old, you have your cataract fixed, and then you can see really good, but you can't read anything without your glasses. So I had to go to Costco and buy these cheaters, which I put everywhere. All right, I need a motion to approve the minutes for the August 1st, 2016 meeting. Motion?
Second.
Second. Anybody opposed? All right, it's unanimous. All right. Executive officers recommended agenda revisions.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. I don't have any revisions this morning.
All right, perfect. All right, Commissioner and Executive Officer announcements. You guys got any announcements you want to give us?
I'm still recovering from the charges lost, so I deal with it for a week or so.
You have one?
I have an announcement.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This being election season, I would just like to let you know that you have one more elected official sitting up at the dais today, in contrast to last week. And any guess of who that may be? Mr. Ehrlich is the newest member of the Borrego Water District, so congratulations, Harry. And he was confirmed last week.
Yeah, when did he have appointed him?
Okay, wonderful. So congratulations.
All right. Is that a conflict?
Congratulations.
Okay. All right, let's go item number 6.
And, Mr. Chairman, item 6 is a consent item. I do not see any speakers in support or opposition for this, so you can take it without a staff presentation.
All right. Can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Motion by Andy.
Second.
Second by Ed. Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Okay. All right. And now we're going to go to public hearing items. 7A and B, which is the adoption of the amendment for the sphere of influence for the Helix Water District, and the proposed Teresa Long San Miguel Avenue annexation to the Helix Water District. So I'm going to open a public hearing. If you're here to speak to that, come up to the mic. Anyone? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, we do have a presentation if you would like one. Otherwise, you can waive the presentation.
It's Healy. It's your district.
Move approval.
Move approval.
Second.
Second. All right. We don't need a presentation. Anybody opposed to this item? I did close the public hearing. Okay. Close the public hearing. Anybody opposed to this item? If not, it's deemed unanimous approval. All right. Here's some items. Okay, we're up to the legislative update report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Harry Ehrlich will give that report. Harry?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. The legislature adjourned in August. The governor had until last Friday to either approve or veto bills, and he did act on a lot of bills. just as a summary, and I don't have the final report, but there were 2,331 bills last year in the legislature. Most of those passed, although a number did not. He vetoed at least 118 bills until Friday. And none of those involved our LAFCO bills that we've been tracking and been concerned with. You do have a report, and I'll just update it. AB 2470, if you remember, was the Sequan bill with Padre Dam and the Otay Water District. That was signed by the governor and would be effective January 1st, 2017. It's regarding water service to the Sequan Reservation. We were a watch on that bill. SB 1318 was a disadvantaged communities bill that was opposed by your commission. It was also dropped by the author based on opposition, so that bill did not pass or reach the governor. The next bill is AB 2910. This is the omnibus bill sponsored by CalAFCO. It was both passed the legislature unanimously and was signed by the governor. One item that is of interest in that is a modification to the SB 329 requirements for a study with fire reorganizations. It modified the language to make it less impactive, and it doesn't require as much of a fiscal analysis. If you remember, that was a concern that the language was originally passed required essentially the same analysis that you had with an incorporation of the city and would be expensive. As of effective January 1, that level of analysis is no longer required, although a fiscal review and analysis by LAFCO is still part of the law. The next bill is SB 1266, which is the Joint Exercise of Powers Bill, the JPAs. Those are not subject to LAFCO, but many of the JPAs that are formed involved local agencies and can, in fact, affect services. So this bill would require JPAs, when they're formed, to notify LAFCO. There's no requirement currently in the law. That would be after July of next year. And then any existing JPAs that modify their agreements or that add agencies would have to also notify LAFCO. We'll be developing a policy or procedure on that. I've talked to the executive officer about that. The last item I just wanted to highlight, the Little Hoover Commission had a hearing back in August, just updating you on that. It was about special districts and LAFCO, based on the input from about seven or eight speakers, they're going to be focusing next on hospital districts and the role that they play in the state and finances, and then some other areas. So it looks like they're not going to be looking at LAFCO as part of the issues that they're currently looking at. With that, there's also a report that's there. If you have any questions, I'd be willing to answer them for you.
Question. Can you elaborate a little bit about the hospital issues under LAFCO?
Well, you know, the hospital districts are unique from the standpoint of their organization, and there are several areas in the state, and including San Diego, where there are hospitals that are not, that are hospital or healthcare districts that do not operate hospitals, and several of these challenges have been especially up in the Bay Area, and there have been efforts to reorganize or to dissolve healthcare districts. One of the factors are what kinds of services they provide, and also what do you do with the assets? How do you unroll an agency, and who gets who's basically the successor, if you will? And so there's been several bills to go around the current law, and one of the things the Little Hoover Commission is looking at, do we need to update the Healthcare District Act? We need to look at how those services are provided. So they're going to go into more detail with that at the state level.
So they're going to take this authority from LAFCO?
Yeah, the focus, LAFCOs have been working with the healthcare districts just as we have in our county, and have done our MSRs and Of course, we have Fallbrook Healthcare District that closed a hospital because it financially wasn't possible to be operated. You know, the operator basically canceled their agreement, but those services have been picked up by the other healthcare districts, Camarado and or Palomar, and also Tri-Cities.
And I think that's the right direction to go because they have their own elected governing body. That's the public hospital. And it's very hard for us to govern as well. So I'm pleased to see that.
Thank you. Well, that was the input that Cal Afco gave to us. It's very complex and detailed. It needs to be looked at very carefully.
Harry, you'll keep us updated on sure. that because in East County we have the Grossmont Healthcare District
right.
contracts with Sharp. It's been a very successful model.
Right.
Okay, any more comments? Thank you, Harry.
New board member of the Prairie Hill Springs. I suppose I'm going to be hearing from you folks anyway.
All right. East County's Fire Protection Committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item 9 is a report as well as a resolution that is included as an attachment establishing the ad hoc committee that, in your absence last month, Mr. Chairman, Mayor Abed appointed a 4-member committee. Supervisor Jacob, public member Vanderlyn, and special district members McKenzie and Sprague are on that committee, which is an ad hoc temporary committee that we felt was necessary to help us with the dissolution proposals that have been submitted for County Service Area 115 Pepper Drive. That committee has actually met last week, to be exact. They had a field trip to examine the stations that are proposed in that area. And today, excuse me, your commission is asked to memorialize the formation of the committee. That particular committee may meet in conjunction with other committees representing the stakeholders, but it is an ad hoc group. It's not necessary to follow the Brown Act for that particular committee. There's a meeting scheduled immediately following today's commission meeting. However, with that being the case, we are still following, for the most part, the Brown Act with agenda posting, meeting summaries, and minutes, and so forth. So I'm asking that your commission look at that resolution. It was reviewed by the committee last week, and they're transmitting this to you. Your legal counsel helped in the preparation of that resolution. There's also some budgetary figures that are in the report related to the need to transfer trust fund monies at some point this fiscal year that may amount to about $100,000 to support the committee as well as the staff work that's necessary to conduct the service and financial analysis to reach a decision. Those items are in your packet. If there are any questions, I can certainly provide more detail at this time.
Anybody report from the committee?
Mr. Chairman, it was a good visit. Not all saying picture's worth a thousand words, so actually going out and seeing and have a chance to talk to representatives of each of the fire districts. I would move the recommendation. It's a work in progress.
Second. Just a comment as well. Congratulations to the staff. It was a very well organized tour. We had a bus ride around, and thanks to all the fire folks who were there. They were very helpful, and as Supervisor Jacob said, just reading about it, I'm a North County guy, not an East County person, so riding around in the van and being on the ground was a great way to see and actually feel, kind of feel what's going on there. So look forward to the continuation of the committee. Also, I was taken by the spirit of cooperation that we're seeing with the fire folks who, prior to the formation of the committee, were not quite talking to one another. So also, I think that was a good move on staff's part. Thank you.
And also for clarification to report to the board, commission, sorry, the implication on the general fund budget, financial impact, right?
One of the recommendations besides adoption of the resolution is to give authorization to me after this group has been established to allocate up to $100,000 of our trust fund monies to support the service review, the independent financial analysis that we'll be conducting before we go to hearing. And this is your opportunity also to comment on that if you have any questions.
Any more questions? No. All right. I got a motion and a second to ratify this agreement. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Anybody opposed?
Mr. Chairman, it's for recommendations 1, 2. Motion was for recommendations 1, 2, and 3.
Sure. That would be correct.
Just for the record.
Right. Okay. All right. Next is public comment. Do you have any? Got a lot of public here. Anybody want to speak? Wow. All right. You people are sheep. That's good. All right. Closed session. We're going to have that?
Yes, we will, Mr. Chairman. And I'm recommending, number one, that we do adjourn to closed session. And since we do have a number of folks in the audience who are here for the fire committee meeting, I would suggest that we adjourn to a room that I've reserved, 306A. And just a word of caution for those alternates on the commission that are not here in substitution for a regular member. There was an AG opinion some years ago that indicated that alternates to LAFCO should not participate in closed sessions. We disagree with that opinion, but we're going to abide by it. So Commissioner Mathis, your regular member, Mr. Vanderland, is here, so unfortunately you should not attend the closed session. Commissioner Vasquez, Lorraine Wood from Carlsbad is absent here today, so you are a voting member. You should attend the closed session even though you're an alternate. And then Commissioner Hansen, both of the primary members for the special district category are here, so you should stay on too. For the folks in the audience, I don't think that the closed session will take any more than 10 or 15 minutes. We're scheduled to convene as a fire committee for those four commissioners that I just mentioned for the previous item at 9:30. I think we will be back by 9:30. So sit tight. There is coffee. There's some refreshments. And we'll do our best to be expedient. So without further ado, Mr. Chairman, we should adjourn to 306A, which is next door, and you can just follow it.
Okay. Let's go. Aaron, be quiet. That's a nice way of saying shut up. All right. I'm going to have our attorney report out from our closed session.
Yes, we had direction unanimously to authorize the filing of a cross-complaint against the Navy. It would be in the nature of a friendly cross-complaint, given that the Imperial Beach has been determined to be an indispensable party, and the Navy is also the other party to that contract. So it's in the nature of a friendly cross-complaint, and we got authorization to file that. That's a reportable action.
All right. That concludes the regular meeting of LAFCO. Our next meeting is going to be, what did it say? Michael, you should know this by heart.
November 7th.
November 7th. All right. So those of us who are not on the fire deal, we're dismissed.